begin the card daven sets megillah daf chavez begin on the base begin to his maskel to begin with zigmah b'shem ben mitzvah malacha. In those days where there's no loss of work in Rosh Chodesh, then karen abba, then when the month is just three aliyahs, we'll do four aliyahs. Says the Rakash, now it's difficult that that's how you qualify Rosh Chodesh, because now beperkin there's a mechagiga amin the gemara chagiga b'yiravanav says Rosh Chodesh will prove this idea that we're comparing to chalash amayid. Sheish become a musaf, it also become a musaf, but mutav says malacha and prevented do malacha. And so we contrast that also comparable to that of Rosh Chodesh, to that of Chol HaShemayim. One thing is, but from the wording of the Gemara, we see that Rosh Chodesh is Mutav Aseis Malacha. So then it's just like a regular day. So why we're saying it's for Ali is because there's no Beit Malacha. So it says for someone, you could say, yes, the Valley Mutav Aseis Malacha La Anoshim. Of course, it is permitted to do work for men, as the Gemara says over there. But women are forbidden to do malacha Rosh Chodesh. Parkin is men b'maisa ego because they didn't take off their rings in their actions of creating the golden calf, and therefore they were rewarded with the yom tov Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they don't do malacha. And that's what Agama means when ein b'am b'mal malacha because of the women who don't work on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, there's an extra aliyah on Rosh Chodesh. So who's the Mishnah? You always have three aliyahs and one mafter. So you see, no one is saying that it's going to be four aliyahs. You see, the most is three, and that third one's going to be mafter. But Taisa has to take a second look. It says, maybe it is Rabbi Yitzi. And this is what it's saying. You always have three aliyahs. But Avid, have a mafter echad. And then you have the fourth aliyah, which is one. Which is mafter. But I'm going to say it's one of the three. So maybe it's a beast that holds you as four. So there's something you could say is no. The chiyach and the tani kama like the meimim mafter echad and the rabbi. Just like tani kama, you can't say when you have one mafter that is revi the hahu mamayik b'tes b'avishu b'shlish b'revi because he excludes, he diminishes tishbav, which is on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Yosef mishenu behidalma, it's less than the regular Monday and Thursday where it's not three aliyahs. Rem came a stumble yachm b'tes b'av is different. We wouldn't presume that he would be more stringent on tishbav shu b'beis behei that is on the Monday and Thursday. Like revi that you would have extra aliyahs instead of a fourth aliyah. And ve'ena machmel lekris elahafter. And the only stringency is that you have a mafter, but not that it's a kind of extra aliyah. Oh, so when it says echad mafter, it's not an extra aliyah, it's just happening in the aftara. So the same thing would be equivalent for Rabbi Yisi. Have a mafter echad, and the shleisha shekoda this is saying that one is a mafter. That's one of the three, and it's not another fourth aliyah. The next test muscle the beginning words the gemara. If you want to say Rab pisher dam raglaim with the ovid that oh the reason why Rab didn't do nefilas abayim because he would stretch out his hands and feet. And could Ula like Ula, and therefore he didn't do it unconscious to anyone else. So this is, of course, difficult because it's a second answer the Gemara is giving. Didn't the Gemara know in the first answer that you could say such a thing that Rav did Pisha Daim Berdag Laim? So what you thought originally in the first answer, she also believed Pisha Daim Laim that it would be also even without stretching out the feet. So what is the first answer the Gemara saying? Oh, because in front of Rav, there was stone tiles in front of him. But what do you mean? Without Pisha Daim Laim, what would be the problem? So it says, for something you can say is the Mikara Oslam in the Rabban. Yeah, originally, that the Gemara thought to say that, yeah, there would be a rabbinic problem, but like Pisha Dam Raglam, yeah, even without stretching your hands and feet. But Seb Kamat, the Gemara ultimately says, you could say that no, there is no rabbinic Isser. But Rab, Pisha Dam Raglam, who the Abbot, but Rab did stretching out the hands and feet, doesn't matter, which is biblically forbidden. But in me, Kosh Lishna Kam, but it is difficult according to the first version. Dasam de Rabbanan that was saying it's rabbinically forbidden to push them in the land without stretching hands of feet. Yeshlat Mu'a, but then we have to wonder, Albatik in the Sish Shalanu, regarding our shul, Sheshman Ritzvah, that it does have stone floors. Heich Nefesh Shlev Tzema upon him, how does the Shnech Tzema fall on his face? Even without Pisha Dam Raglayim, you tell me the Rabbanan it's also even without that. And even just going on the face. So when early it says, there's a person to me, the Maslat Sli, that he tilts to the side. Later on, the Maisi Hahid, the Perikinum, the Brachas, that the Gemara brings what was brought in Brachas, the Blamadam, the Bez, the Chazin, the Labai, but the Masas Luya, they saw when they would do the first one, they would do on the side, and that's not a problem about that, of bowing down on a stoned floor. And came Pierce of Hagoin, this is how Rav Hagoin explains. Kinnik says, Masas, the Gemara, in on Mukhajab, the Shon, the Lipa, but a distinguished person is not allowed to do the field of the Paim. Which Yerushalmi qualifies and says, "Hey, Hashem, his spell b'shvil tzibur is only davening for a cause for the tzibur." But another way, not for Shabbat, but for something for his own personal things, that would be permitted and that would not be a problem. She didn't express masses at the beginning of the Gemara. Kida alapaim. What's kida? It's on the face. Which the Gemara brings a pasuk, but says, "Let me create a krom alapiklo." We're not learning enough from the pasuk itself, because although there, yes, it says kida and it's on the face, but the tzibnami is also pasuk yeshayah. This is the paim edit yeshtach blach that to the face. In their face to the ground, they'll bow down to you. See, that also says a paim and it's regarding ishtach aboya. This is just a tradition he had from his teacher. That regarding kida, it's appropriate going down to the face, but it's not really sourced from that pasuk.